welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for you and your family. A time to open the Bible and see what God has to say to us through His Word. Celebration, a woman, now a grandmother, told guests the secret of her happy marriage. On my wedding day, she said, I decided to make a list of 10 of my husband's faults, which for the sake of our marriage, I would overlook. As the guests were leaving, a young lady whose marriage had recently been in difficulty asked the grandmother what some of the faults were that she had seen fit to overlook. The grandmother said, To tell you the truth, my dear, I never did get around to listing them. But whenever my husband did something that made me hopping mad, I would say to myself, lucky for him, that's one of the 10. Well, you can at least get an idea of why that was a good marriage. In our verses, in just a few moments, we'll be looking at another good marriage. Do you remember the names Priscilla and Aquila? You might get your Bible and open it to Acts chapter 18, for that's where we'll be studying and learning more about this couple. For those of you who may not have listened to this program before, we'd like to tell you that we're studying the book of Acts in our 13-week series. Our Bible study notes were prepared by Dr. Ari Harlow of the Emmaus Bible School. We make these notes available for your own home Bible study. Our address will be given at the close of this 15-minute program. In Acts 18, we find Paul going on to Corinth. Here he met Priscilla and Aquila. This is what it says in Acts 18:3. And because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them, and they were working. For by trade, they were tent makers. That was Acts 18, verse 3. What a beautiful picture this is. They made tents during the week, and then Paul preached in the synagogue on the Sabbath. As they made tents, Paul undoubtedly taught them many truths from God's Word. And in the closing verses of this chapter, we find this husband and wife team taking someone else, a man by the name of Apollos, and explaining to him the way of God more accurately. Did we say this was a good marriage? If we had more people using their trade, using their homes for the Lord, we'd see a lot of marriages helped and many more people coming to know the Lord Jesus in a personal way. Back to the first part of Acts 18, here we find that Silas and Timothy then came from Berea. They preached together, and many Jews believed, but some were violently opposed to the truth. So Paul told them that he would turn to the Gentiles and tell them the way of salvation. Then the Lord gave Paul a special vision of encouragement. And so they stayed in Corinth for 1.5 years. After much opposition, Paul left Corinth with Priscilla and Aquila. They went to Ephesus, and Paul went on to Caesarea and Jerusalem, then back to Antioch, where he had first started this second missionary journey. By the way, you'll find it helpful to use the maps at the back of your Bible to follow the Apostle Paul on these journeys. Also, there are maps in the Emmaus Bible Correspondence course that we're using in these studies. Let's pause for some music before we take up Lesson 9. You may want to use this time to look at the map of this second missionary journey, or you may want to look ahead at the third missionary journey.
Thank you.
are listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour. We're continuing our studies in the book of Acts. For those of you studying the Emmaus course at home, after this program, you'll want to do the exam over lessons 7 and 8, and then mail them to the address indicated. For those of you who do not have the course, be sure to get our address at the end of the program and write to us. We'll send you full information on obtaining these study notes. In Acts 19, we find Paul going on to Ephesus. He had stopped there for a while on the second missionary journey. Now he makes it one of his main stops on the third missionary journey. In Ephesus, Paul found 12 men who had been baptized but knew little about Christ. So Paul taught them more about Christ and then baptized them in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Holy Spirit came upon them in power, and they began to speak in tongues, just like the disciples in Jerusalem had done on the day of Pentecost. After this, Paul preached for 3 months in the synagogue. But when the Jews absolutely refused his message of Christ, he moved out and began to preach in the school of Tyrannus. This continued for 2 years, and the gospel message spread throughout the province of Asia. In Ephesus, Paul was given special power from God to perform miracles. Whenever God begins a great work, we can be sure that Satan will try to spoil it. Sometimes he seeks to imitate, so that the ordinary people will hardly be able to tell what is of God and what is of Satan. In Ephesus, the imitation failed, and those who tried it were wounded and put to shame. When the false work of Satan was exposed, and everyone knew it, the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified still more. The result was that many who practiced witchcraft brought their books and burned them publicly. It is worthy of notice that witchcraft and the occult are both on the increase today. It is only by the help of the Lord that we can be victorious. The chapter closes with the problem of Demetrius and the silversmith. These people were making money out of the false religion of Diana. They made little silver images and sold them at a high price to the people, who thought that these images would bring them good luck. When people learned to love God as revealed in Jesus Christ, they no longer wanted these things which reminded them of their old satanic religion. When the silversmiths found business getting bad, they blamed Paul and tried to start a riot against him. The Lord used the town clerk to silence the people. When the trouble at Ephesus was over, Paul went into Macedonia, and then into Greece. But after 3 months, the Jews again made a plot to kill him, and so he left and headed back for Asia Minor and Syria. In Troas, Paul was preaching on Sunday, the first day of the week. The disciples came together in an upper room to remember the Lord in the breaking of bread. Paul preached to them until midnight. One young man, sitting in a window, dropped off to sleep and fell out of the third floor window to the ground. He was taken up dead. But Paul went down and comforted the people by assuring them that the young man was alive again. Then Paul continued his message until morning. Paul and his group then traveled on. This time, Paul decided to walk the 20 miles overland and join the others when the ship reached the other side. Paul did not want to go to Ephesus at this time. He knew it would be hard to get away again. The people would want him to stay and teach them the Word of God. So he sent word, and some of the older men who were in charge of the church came down to the port of Miletus. There Paul had a long talk with them, reminding them of his work among them and warning them of the trouble ahead. There was a fine, strong church at Ephesus, and Paul had done a great deal to establish them in the truth of God. Yet he knew that sinful men would come in from the outside and seek to destroy the work of the Lord. Worse still, from among the members of the church there would come men who would teach things not true to God's word. Here Paul warns them to be on their guard against these wicked men, to take care of themselves and the rest of the church. We see in the book of Revelation that the church at Ephesus did leave its first love. We know Satan is always busy trying to spoil the work of the Lord. After warning these men of evil days to come, Paul knelt down and prayed with them, commending them to God and to the word of his grace. They all wept and kissed him, but most of all they were sorry for his word that some of them would see his face no more. And then they accompanied him to the ship. And thus we close chapter 20 of the book of Acts. And we also close our books for another study time. We're glad that you've been listening and studying with us. Please write to us this week. If you have problems, feel free to share them with us. We'll try to help you from God's Word. You have been listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour.